advocating for, you know, if you had had a behavior plan for the student and he was in a smaller classroom or was getting more one-on-one time with the teacher, this wouldn't have happened. Mm-hmm. Or maybe this is a student with autism who has a lack of appropriate social skills, and this happened for reasons that were beyond his control. You know, he might have been trying to become friendly with the student, and the student thought he was being, you know, invading his personal space and hit the kid with autism or something along those lines for reasons related to the kid's disability. They might be getting themselves into trouble, or they have ADHD and acted impulsively when when a teacher said that they got a failing grade and they cursed the teacher out or did something that's related to their disability. And we try to, you know, not only keep the kid in school, but make sure that the behavior is addressed so it won't happen again. So if the kid with autism is, you know, trying to befriend someone, but it's sort of in their personal space, you know, what can we do? Can they do role playing with a social worker or in some kind of group therapy so that the student understands that when the situation happens again, you need to, you know, keep a distance from the other student or be able to read body language a little better? Is there some way we can teach that student how to do that? So not only are they still in school, but hopefully the situation won't just happen again the next day when they get back in school.